B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's see what our Thursday guest has to say about Thursday. What is today? Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we have my man on. I love him. And before we get into the question of Wentz and the Howie Clause, he said some amazing things about Pedro Gomez. Now, you may not know who he is, but Pedro Gomez was a baseball reporter for ESPN. Now, I knew Pedro when I was covering baseball in the 90s when I was in New York, and Pedro is one of the great guys you ever want to meet and a great baseball man. And Kevin, you really, I thought you hit it out. I mean, you said some beautiful things about him. What's happened to my brother?
And how we doing, my man? And I'm really grateful that you brought up Pedro's name. He was a good man. He was a real one. And when I say that, like, he was authentic. There was no BS about him. Loved his family. Loved where he was from. Cuban parents, and growing up in Miami. Phenomenal. I mean, a phenomenal journalist. And a guy who never backed down from a real story and asking the hard questions. But the great thing about Pedro, you get to know, your colleagues when they're on the road during commercial breaks, right? That's when you can kind of catch up on things before you do the interviews. And Pedro and I would talk all the time in commercial breaks, and quickly would go to family. He had three kids, obviously older than my three kids, but everything was always relatable. He loved
it. And he had a base. And one of his kids is in the, what system is he in? Whose system is he in?
He went to Arizona, Rio, right. And he's with the Red Sox.
So that's
he's in the
minor Boston,
league program
yeah.
with the Red Sox. Yeah. And he would just beam about Rio. I mean, and he has a trademark smile, and it's just great. And it's such a shock to all of us. 58, man. 58 and sudden death here. It just sometimes you go back and you think about life is not fair.
I know.
And this is one of those cases, because Pedro touched so many people. And everybody has the same type of stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
He always smiled. He always checked in. He always talked about family. He always fought for you. And he was the best. So I'm really glad you could bring his name up here in this conversation as we try to remember a good man.
Yeah, he was, man. He was, you know how it is, like, so when I was used to cover games, and you would go to another city, right? So, you'd see the hometown beat guys, and, you trade war stories. Hey, this is going on with our team. This is going on with your team, blah, blah, blah. And you always catch up with the other guys. Yeah. And every time you saw, and when Pedro was in San Fran, he was in the Bay Area, he was in Arizona, so we'd always, I always would love him, man. He was one of those
great
dudes.
And he knew everybody, too, Ant. Like, that's a perfect example. Like, he knew everybody in the business.
Yep.
And there was no ego and, I'm going to one-up anybody. It was just like, how you doing? And he saw everybody eye to eye. And that's, that's uncommon now in this generation. But with the old school guys, they all had major respect for Pedro, because he was never a TV guy. He was a guy that's on TV and did his job,
Uh-huh. I know exactly what you mean, man. All right, Kev. So, number 11, what do you think destination-wise? Obviously, Bears and Colts in the forefront. There's some talk about maybe some mystery teams that are lurking out there. Where's your best guess?
I definitely think there's a couple of mystery teams out there. And I think that what we're seeing publicly is creating a market and creating intrigue. I trust anything, and I said it last week, I trust anything that Adam Schefter says when it comes to his sources and his reporting, because there is no one better in covering the league. I still, just because the season that Carson Wentz had, and the injuries, and the contract, I still will be blown away if the Eagles get more than a first-round pick for Carson Wentz. And you know what? Honestly, I think that where this team is and what they're trying to do, it would be a good trade to move on. Not because you're trading the talent. I think you're trading a dysfunctional relationship when it comes to the player and the front office, and that is Howie. When those guys aren't seeing eye to eye, and Howie's calling the shots in a situation like this, and the player doesn't want to be here, as in Carson Wentz, it's a divorce on both sides. So it's not so much we're talking about the talent that's being moved. We're talking about the relationship that's being broken up. That's what this is. It's a divorce.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So, right, and in divorce, of course, you have the children, and the children in this case is the fan base, right?
Yeah.
They're the fans caught in this middle, and once again, staring down the abyss of the Eagles' dark ages. What do you say to the fan? Now, I'm going to bring you in on this conversation we're having about what a fan emailed me called the Howie Clause. And the Howie Clause is he's out until Howie is out. When Howie's out, he's back in. The Howie Clause is the pause button, like on your credit card. And you lose it, and you press, let me stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Howie's out, it's green again. Go.
I think that is not just one person or one fan's opinion. I think that is a lot of people in the fan base and their frustration of this is not just one instance, right? This is a collection of failure through the last decade. And okay, with that, 2017 happened too. Let's not forget a Super Bowl was won and lightning in a bottle with phenomenal moves. I mean, Howie hit on every single free agent pickup the summer of 2017 heading in. But you have to look at the collective state of how this team is and how they have missed on so many things. And, you know, when you're hyped as somebody that understands and knows the cap, and then you are well over the cap and you're going to be in potential cap hell with this trade, that plays a role too. So I understand the Howie Clause. You know, I tweeted something yesterday that a lot of people got confused about where, it was a report that was going around, and I think it discussed the idea that Carson's not returning phone calls from Howie or picking up, but he's on good terms with the owner and the new head coach. And I said this won't play well with the fan base. And the reaction I got was from a lot of Carson Wentz fans who were like, well, they were all blaming Howie. And I said, that's the point. The point that I'm saying is that this won't sit well because there are plenty of people that still support 11 and that are just frustrated that the GM has outlasted the head coach and will outlast the quarterback. Because in the end, when you look at this collective failure of what we've seen this past year, there were four figures involved. Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, Doug Peterson, and Carson Wentz. Doug Peterson, the head coach of the Super Bowl team, is gone. And there are many reasons why. Carson Wentz is likely on his way out the door. It's just a matter of time. So the quarterback is gone. And now it's the GM and the owner. And the owner is giving the GM the key still. So you just have to wonder, how long is this going to last? Because you mentioned it, staring at the abyss. I come back to the one thing you and I had started to talk about when it came to draft and if they got picks. In the end, if Howie's making the picks, I'm not sure I'm celebrating any type of draft or any type of trade because that's the thing that scares me. Has Howie Roseman learned from the mistakes that we have experienced and seen in the past? That is the question we need to see if we're going to get that answered in April as well as next season. And right now, I don't have that answer. I don't think anybody has that answer. They can only go by the track record of the mistakes that were made in the past.
Sounds like Kevin DeGondi is considering the Howie Claus. He's in contemplation.
it's a fantastic idea. Put it like this. My emotions and my investment into this team is now tempered because of the situation right now.
Sure.
I love the team. Everybody knows, and I think everybody in yes. the fan base loves, they love everything about the Eagles. They do not like the decision-making right now and where it has led us down this road, and it feels like a broken record that's being repeated over and over and over again. Have we learned from our mistakes, or is this the definition of insanity where we just continue to do this over and over again? And I think some people are going on the exit ramp and just saying, all right, I'm just going to put my car in park right here off this exit ramp before I come back on the road, because we don't want to go down this winding road once again with a driver that has made some mistakes. And have we learned from those mistakes? I don't know. I don't have that answer. And I feel like a lot of this is self-inflicted and created by the two people and the two figures that still remain of the four that that will be split up here after that debacle of 2020.
Well, as we do every Wednesday when we hang out, do you have a yo, Kevin Negandhi?
Yo, yeah. You know, and can I feel good about one thing, Ant?
Yes.
And you brought it up briefly. The Sixers, man. That was a big win.
Great yo, man.
People will poo-poo the Kings. The Kings have some energy.
De'Aaron
and
Fox.
You're on the road.
Yeah.
And the way that game would have played out, I think, a year ago, Sixers don't win that game. They never lost their cool, and they came back to a couple of core things, and that was defense. And, man, you know it's a beautiful thing, Ant? The spacing. The spacing is such a beautiful thing when you know Seth Curry's working the same. I think he's just on the same page now with Joel. And when he can knock down those two threes in the third quarter, and then you saw Tobias hit some key shots in the fourth, and Matisse playing phenomenal defense, to me, it really stands out. And I will pause here on Ben Simmons, because if we accept what Ben Simmons can give us right now, he is very Magic-esque in this. Magic did not have a big jumper.
Preach, baby,
career,
preach.
Right? The one thing Magic could do was create space. And if we can get Ben Simmons to be aggressive in the first quarter with some easy buckets on drives, it changes the entire outlook of the offense and I think Ben's mentality the next three quarters. So let's just celebrate where this team is at and what they're doing right now. And honestly, Daryl Morey and Doc Rivers deserve a ton of credit on where this team is, I think, progressing and looking like down the road, big picture wise. So I wanted to get that out right now.
I like it. That's a great yo.
We need something positive.
That's right. Keep an eye out, too, on the new Budweiser Sixer cans. They're outrageous. Yeah. You'll see them soon, man. They're cool.
Appreciate that.
They're cool.
The heads up. And my yo is to Nudies, and it's spelled Nudys. They're on Bridge Street in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, and I bring them up because every time I go see my mom, we grab some breakfast in the morning, and we always go to Nudies, and they are perfect. It's a perfect breakfast lunch spot on Bridge Street. Nudies, Nudys in Phoenixville. That's my yo. So
I love it, brother. I love it. Great stuff. Thank you, Kev. Have a great week, buddy.
And you the man. My best to everybody listening.
Love you, buddy. Here he is. It's Kevin Negandhi, ESPN Sports Center, college basketball maven.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.